Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcasts. So this is podcast 666. I am live aboard Mobile Podcast Command. I've come to an undisclosed location, a rather bucolic suburban setting, to interview an antichrist, because of course this is podcast 666. Well, as an antichrist prepares himself outside Mobile Podcast Command, it's a little scary, a little strange, and it makes me think of Halloween. And of course, Halloween is coming, and you know, we are supposed to have a little bit warmer October. I just read a couple of days ago that the weather patterns are the warmer air that was out west has now shifted over the Midwest. So we're having a little bit warmer late September, early October, and it might take your eye off the ball in terms of the heating systems, but when you turn the heat on, you want it to work, and that's why you want Ryan Plumbing and Heating of St. Paul for home or business, because when it comes to keeping all these systems running right these days, you got to have somebody that knows what they're doing. You want reliable service for plumbing or heating problems, and that is Ryan Plumbing and Heating, or in the case of an antichrist, even though it's cool tonight, it would be AC. And that means Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul. So have your heating checked before you turn it on. 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis. 612-927-6488. They go back four generations in St. Paul. Ryan Plumbing and Heating. Quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business. And very quickly, check them out online at RyanPlumbing.com. That's RyanPlumbing.com in St. Paul, 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Ryan Plumbing and Heating of St. Paul. So just again, pulled up at a rather nondescript house in the suburbs for tonight's interview with what many would probably have cautioned me not to do. An antichrist. And I need to, you're going to have to explain that to me, because my understanding is that there could be several. And at some point, the Dark Lord will make a decision. Your father, actually, will make a decision that one of you is the one. And there's a lot we have to dispense with. But first and foremost, I would think that you'd be living in a much more grandiose place than this sort of nondescript, suburban. We could be in Akron, Ohio. We could be in Cleveland. We could be in the south side of Chicago.
Yeah, you always think that. But I mean, what's more evil than the suburbs, right? I mean, yeah. It's the one thing that brings me any modicum of joy. It's not easy being an antichrist.
Right.
And, you know, everyone thinks I'm rich and I've got all kinds of, daddy doesn't give me any money. So,
oh, really?
This is what I can afford.
So do you have a job?
Well, yeah.
What do you do?
Oh, I don't.
You don't want to say. You don't have to say where you work. You just.
I'm what a teacher. You,
what?
Yeah, I mold young minds.
You're a teacher. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
What better way? What would you expect me to be a CEO? Too easy. People are going to be looking for that. Oh, he owns an oil company. He must be evil. Yeah. No, I teach Chaucer.
Well, I mean, isn't a lot of people think Trump is the Antichrist?
Oh, really? Are you one of those people?
No, I don't. I'm okay, just asking
right.
the question.
Who caused the hurricanes? This guy, right? Who screws with the financial market all the time? This guy. Who whispers into people's ears to do horrible things and to get them to do the Dark Lord's bidding? My father, the Prince of Lies, his works. This guy. And then everyone's, Donald Trump's the Antichrist. Who told Kaepernick to take a knee? This guy. Oh, yeah, that whole thing, that's me.
You're doing
that's
that. Me. How do you do it, though? I mean, how is that?
Well, you just walk up and whisper in his ear. Why does everyone think this is some huge mystical thing? People are stupid and cheap, and I just walk up and I'm like, hey, you know what would be awesome? Don't stand, I don't know, make it about racism. Or you make it whatever you want. Just show a little disrespect. Because you've been disrespected. And then look. This whole weekend, football was ruined for millions of Americans. Why? This guy. But everyone blames it on Trump because he opened his yappy mouth and tweeted. Twitter? That was me. So nothing divides us more than Twitter.
What about your, what are they? Are they part of the same litter or, not to insult you, but I mean, what about the other potential antichrist? So you're, let me just get an idea of how this works. So you're not necessarily the chosen one. At no. some point you will be, and we need to talk about the timeline because, as you know, September 23rd, just recently, was supposed to be the end of the world, and supposedly the tribulation is coming. So, according to some interpretations of Revelations, the Antichrist,
book is so depressing.
You are supposed to begin your rise to power over the next 7 years. So this is it. I mean, you know.
It's a soft start. The revelation of John was great theater. That guy should have been a scriptwriter. He was born way too early.
Right.
I mean, if he'd been alive now, Hollywood wouldn't be in trouble. But, you know, Adam Sandler, that was me too. I'm responsible for his rise, because why not? There are seven antichrists. So I am an antichrist, if you want to be grammatically correct. And we vie for the attention of our Lord. And your soon-to-be Lord, Satan.
What if I don't want that? What if I want Jesus to come back?
Oh. Okay, look. Do you know Jesus?
I do know Jesus.
That guy is a stiff.
I do know
Jesus.
He
is boring. He can do one thing. He can turn water into wine. Ooh, great trick. I can cause the earth to rend itself open, and I can make the sky black. This guy can turn water into wine. He's a hit at all the parties. Oh, we always have wine when Jesus is over. Yeah. Cut your hair, hippie. He's got those 12 friends that are always hanging around. Yeah. There's not something weird going on there. That guy wasn't married. I know people like to talk about that, but you go with 12 of your friends all weekend and see if you can have a wife when you get back. I'm done.
Okay. Well, we don't want to upset
Jesus will come back, and you know, do you remember before there was cable?
Yes.
Do you remember what Sunday mornings were like?
Yes.
If you didn't go to church, what was on TV?
The Van Impies.
And then like Little Rascals reruns. So when Jesus comes back, that's what every day is going to be like. Look, when my father takes over, the whole world is going to be Vegas on a Saturday night. We're talking sin and fun and fire and brimstone and people being broken in many different ways, but a small price to pay.
You got to break some eggs if you want to make an omelet. Oh,
totally. And you got to break some skulls if you want to bring 1,000 years of darkness.
But in the end, you lose, right? I mean, in the end, Jesus does come back.
Yeah, he comes back.
On a chariot. He rides a chariot down.
Of all the antichrists who get stuck with the whore of Babylon, this guy, what a nag, right? But, yeah, he comes back and he wins. And it's all been predetermined, so why is everyone getting all bent out of shape? I gotta do what I gotta do, right? And, I don't know, part of me holds out hope that Jesus will sign a contract to do something like some book deals. Do you remember those Left Behind books?
Oh,
Rayford
yeah.
Steele.
Yeah.
He was going to get into publishing for a little while. And that is an evil, evil business. And so...
Publishing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. Who do you think brokered the book deal for Hillary Clinton?
You.
Oh, this guy. Yeah, I made that totally happen. I just went to the head of them like, Hillary, pay her millions to write a book that no one will read because it's all BS. Just do that. Yes, he thought this is a great idea.
But why is that a good idea? I don't understand
it's
why.
So is dissent.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, she
in the Democrats, dissent.
She's like a stubborn STD. She won't go away. She's right. The gift that keeps on giving to us, the purveyors of darkness and plague.
Right.
Because she can't let it go. The Democrats can't let it go. 2020 is going to be fun.
But see, the Democrats in general... they believe that actually Trump is the dark one and that he
is... And that pisses me off because, again, I do all the work.
So you're just whispering.
He's just a showman, right? He's just out there being loud, yeah.
Another politician.
He's just another politician. Right, yeah. I mean, he breaks his promises, which always makes me happy.
Right.
Whenever he flip-flops, I'm like, thank you. That makes my job a little bit
easier. And you don't even have to do that. He does that all on his own.
No, you know what? I don't even vote. I tell everyone they should vote, and I make them feel bad for not voting, but I don't vote.
Well, the anarchists don't vote either. So I guess you would be an anarchist. I guess you would be...
Except I'm not one of those pansy Antifa guys. Like, man, talk about giving me a bad name. We're all in black. We're going to... Whatever. Bunch of Nazis. That's fine. You know what? Because they create discord. They create the atmosphere that I need to rise in power. And the more discord, the more I can divide you silly meatbag mortals, the better chance I have of being picked as the Antichrist.
So how does that work? So how many other potential Antichrists are there? And then
there are seven brothers, because women can't be Antichrists.
And it's some kind of weird biblical number seven.
Yeah, so. Yeah. There's a lot behind that, but I think it's because Moses only had seven fingers.
What?
Yeah, it's, you don't know a lot about Moses. The guy was great. He could party, but he had seven fingers. So the Ten Commandments was God just being weird. But
well,
seven.
Had, maybe he had 10 before the.
Before, yeah. I mean, he lost some. There was some problem with a cradle and some wheat or something. But yeah, seven comes up all the time. Also, it's fun to draw in Sumerian.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But what happens is once we sow our discord and we're really kicking into gear now, people get really excited because Halloween. You know,
yeah.
as the earth begins to die in the autumn or the fall, this is where I start to, people get seasonal affective disorder, they get cooped up in houses.
Allergies.
Yeah, they go, oh God, the ragweed? Yeah. And so that's when I go to work, and the better job I do, at some point, I will kneel before my father, Satan, the prince of lies, the prince of darkness, and he will place his big scaled claw hand on my head, and I will be imbued with his power. I will then turn and eat my six other brothers.
Or they will eat you. See,
oh, no, I'm going to win. I mean, let's just be honest. You got the Antichrist here. I mean, I know technically I'm an Antichrist.
Right.
And it's, you know.
So, how do you campaign? Like, what do you have to do to win the favor to get the nod? Which is kind of a death sentence, to tell you the truth.
Well, we're all hurtling towards that, right?
You get that really cool. Well, no, some of us are not hurtling towards.
Well, no, but I mean, I get a sword, I get a crown, I get a cape.
You get 10 international lieutenants to do your bidding.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's great. You know, it's short-lived, but the perks are amazing.
Right.
I started selling timeshares. Because what's more evil than a timeshare, right? I mean, you are trapped. There's tons of paperwork. No one's ever happy. It creates frustration. And you move on from there. And there's a great dark book, a black book with black pages, with black writing.
Really?
And in that ledger are kept all of the deeds that I do, all the discord that I sow, all the evil that I perpetrate and create. And then,
so are
the
you
end,
in? Are you, and the others, of course, are in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they're also in there, too. And then Beelzebub and Asmodeus and a couple of the other demons are sort of, really, they're like middle managers. And they just keep a running tally. And then at some point, they create a spreadsheet, an Excel spreadsheet, because let's face it, DOS was another brilliant one. I can't take credit for that. That was the old man. The whole Windows thing, like, hey, it's Windows 7 with bugs. That,
oh, my God. That
that's
was
the
terrible
gift that keeps on giving. I mean, you know, kudos to Dad for that
one. Who out there, and we should talk about this, who out there is really working for you that we would know, that are really, they're really on it for you, and they, whether they know it or not, who's on your side?
Weatherman.
Weatherman, all
oh,
yeah. of them?
Oh, all of them. No, they all, I mean, to get that sort of forecasting ability, that meteorological, so they have to make a deal with us, which is why they're spectacularly wrong, but you never do anything about it.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, insurance salesmen, you don't need it. Yeah, they're, you know, I mean, because you're signing a document that you never read. Do you know what's written in that thing?
You know,
that's
every
how
time,
I get half my souls.
Every time I get. Oh, you mean that you sign when you?
Oh
get
yeah,
insurance.
when you sign those documents, you ever bought a house?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it takes like 4 days to sign all that paperwork.
That's true.
Because you've actually sold a couple of.
But
souls.
Wait, I had a lawyer, and he told me which documents to sign.
Lawyers. Law school churns out more wannabe antichrists than anybody. Why do you think there's so many?
Yeah, I suppose there. Well, I thought there were more. There are so many because one lawyer starves and two become wealthy, right? So,
well, yeah, but the one who starves then dies and goes to hell and then creates more of a demon army for us. You know, it's kind of a win-win, and we do well. You know, there are a lot of individual people in on this. I think Trump would like to be, but he's really not. He just sort of fell into this.
Is he? Is he, since you can read all the minds, you can look into the minds.
Oh, you do not want to be in that guy's mind.
Which is really must be difficult because you can sort of hear all the thoughts too.
Oh, it's depressing. People think a lot about themselves and like weird things like belly button lint. You expect people to have these great, huge, ponderous thoughts, but most of the time they're staring off into space and wondering if they should pick their noses. It's really depressing being able to see into the hearts and minds of people. Yes, it's nice because then I can see your wants and desires and I can turn them against you. But more often than not, you're waxing about that Jimmy John sandwich you had 2 days ago. Like, for 3 hours you're thinking about that. You meatbags, you're boring.
Well, meatbags think about other things. So they think about sex a lot. They think about
money. Yeah, and sometimes that's money, helpful. Sometimes you know? Sex, money, all of the filthy lucre. Yes. That's great. Again, I am married to the Whore of Babylon, so anytime we can sort of pervert the loving sexual process, that's great. But now, with, what was that, 50 Shades of Grey? Now yes. It's all mainstream. Now all that stuff isn't bad anymore. Like, it's getting harder because you people are so messed up.
You didn't have anything to do with making
No, I wish I had, but no, I'm glad I didn't because it made it mainstream. Now, there's no shame anymore. I can't shame you because everyone's like, well, I saw people being chained up and beaten with ping pong paddles in 50 Shades of Grey. And suddenly, when I convince someone to go down that road, it's okay because it was in a movie with Melanie Griffith's daughter. And that makes my
job
harder.
That's Melanie Griffith's daughter,
yeah,
really?
I think so. I don't know.
Why don't you live in Hollywood? Why would you live in the
Midwest? You know, that's really kind of a cliche. They don't need my help. They're heading off the cliff, and I'm just sitting back and watching it. You know?
So this is all, we're doing this.
Well,
this is
okay,
this is...
so a long time ago, I convinced this guy, Griffith or whatever, to do Birth of a Nation.
Yes, D.W. Griffith.
Then I whispered in, who's the president, the really sallow, Wilson.
Abe Lincoln.
I told Wilson, like, this movie's going to be the best. Yeah, Birth of a Nation, where I made the Klan the hero.
Mm-hmm.
That... I thought that was subtle. That was really good work there. And now, like, the liberal types, we love Woodrow Wilson until they learn that fact. And then they get really upset and they screw up their faces and I've ruined them and I can drink their pain for a little bit. But now there's no shame. Look at Hillary.
Well, she's not a racist, is she?
No, but she's got no shame.
Oh, I see what you mean. She just won't go away.
I saw the book. I saw the advance on the book. And I think she blames Jeff the bellhop. She blames everybody for what happened.
All right, well, okay. Well, there are few things more badass than an Antichrist and a motorcycle, right? And if you are squeezing in the last few days of riding here with a little bit warmer weather these days as we get into October, then you are starting to look at your bike and you've been riding all season. You're thinking, boy, I'd like to get some new pipes or maybe I need some new lighting options, both to be seen and to see ahead of me. Or maybe you want an accessory like a foot pegs, or, you know, a device mount, something like a GoPro mount or a phone. Think about Ciro 3D, C-I-R-O 3D. This is the great motorcycle products and accessories company, and they have all kinds of great stuff. I have their catalog. I brought it along to show it to the Antichrist or an Antichrist. And it is fabulous. I mean, this is go to 03D.com, sign up to get the catalog, check and see what they've got. The website shows you how these parts work and what they do and everything else. So it's definitely worth checking out. 03D.com, CIRO3D.com. Happy riding for next year and get something super cool to put on the bike for next year. Or you can click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. It's that 03D.com, which shows you some rear lighting options. 03D.com, maximizing your ride. But, you know, I'm going to press you because I really want to hear... who's part of this thing. Let's just throw some names out. Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So she's in.
She's in.
Big time.
So a while ago, this crazy British guy almost cracked it. Except he didn't understand Antichrist. He thought they were reptilians.
Oh, yeah.
David Icke is his name.
Something like that.
Oh, yeah. Brilliantly mad. Just mad. The Queen.
The Queen. Well, yeah, I would think the Queen would be.
Oh, the Queen.
Yeah.
You don't even want to know what happens with the that. She is dangerous. Yeah. Oh, she looks like this like really nice old lady, but she will kill you.
She's a ninja.
Oh, she'll drink your blood before. I mean, you.
But will. I thought, but you're in charge of all. You're the. So what happens when they get?
Okay,
do they ever get?
I'm the eldest, so I am the chief tempter.
Okay.
I am.
All right.
So my other brothers are working at it, but I kind of had an advantage being the eldest. I've been doing it the longest. You know, I was the only planned child.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Satan is very indiscriminate. He's kind of a whore. And so, but I was planned because he definitely wanted an heir. And so he took some time to teach me. And so I'm in charge of a lot of it. So I can veto some of the things they do. I've got a brother working in Hollywood. Showgirls, that was him.
Oh, Showgirls was a terrible movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. And so, you know.
But I mean, okay,
the idea of, like, doing all these terrible sequels.
Right.
To movies that we don't need sequels. It's like, we're wasting your time. You know who was right? Aldous Huxley, this British guy with a lot of glasses. He did a ton of LSD.
Yes.
But, yeah, we're just going to distract you.
Okay, so really Taylor Swift.
I wish she was one of ours. I really do. She's actually just as good as you think she is. She is boring. However, I've got something in the works for Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. Well,
she's gonna be found in a motel room with a bunch of dead immigrants, and a bloody knife. And there's no way she can Kanye her way out of that. It's, you know, I thought I ruined her with the whole Kanye. You know, like, one of my greatest accomplishments has been the Kardashians.
Yeah, the Kardashians is just...
Yeah, they're all part of it.
But it's evil because it's just so awful.
I know, thank you. Thank you. I mean, you know what? I don't get a lot... Thank you. I don't get a lot of credit for what I do, and it's kind of beginning to piss me off. I Trump's the Antichrist. No, I am. And I do all this work. I created the Kardashians.
You're an Antichrist.
I will... Yeah, okay, fine. We need to split semantic hairs, but I will be the Antichrist.
So you're pretty convinced. Like, you don't think there's a dark horse in the family that's just, like, your third brother or something.
Well, okay.
You know...
Jeff. My He's the youngest, if you will. I mean, he's millennia old, but he's the youngest. And it's kind of the favorite. Like, you know, he can cause an earthquake, and dad's real happy, you know. And I'm like... I do the San Francisco earthquake. I mean, an earthquake
and a
fire.
So you do the big stuff.
I do a lot of big stuff. So, and you know what? I move on from natural disasters because I think they're cliche.
What about people in positions of leadership throughout the world? Like Putin, for example.
Putin. Putin's one of ours. Anyone who was in the KGB, one of ours. I mean, we trained them all. Kim Jong-un?
Yes.
That squat little homunculi, that's all me. The whole... Family.
So he's
all
part
the Kims.
Of it. All the Kims.
Kims. All
what
the Kims.
About any politicians in the United States that that we might?
Olympia Snow.
Olympia Snow is.
Oh, yeah. That's why she's always voting.
She's just a nice lady.
No, she's not. And Susan Collins.
Yeah.
So I'm a Republican unless I have to vote Republican. See, Discord.
Isn't that just the way politics is, though? Isn't so we?
Because of me.
It's this. Well, we often have said that that politics is the devil's business.
No, it is. Everyone thinks it's banking, and I mean, let's face it. Compound interest was us, yeah. But
brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. But politics, because you follow politics now, it's a new religion. You've replaced actual religion. Like, now the Pope has to be political, which I think is great, because I hate the Pope.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate all of them. I have to. It's just part of my job description, right?
You have to hate the Pope.
You know, I mean, I've got an anti-Pope ready to go. Matt Damon will be the anti-Pope.
So, but I mean, isn't hate a strong word for somebody who's, you know, really trying to help people? Trying to be, you know.
Oh, I am. I'm trying to save you from an eternity of boredom. and choirs of angels.
But
you
really don't know if you're going to get it, though. It could be. What happens if,
I have
Jeff.
Faith. Well.
I mean, what are the family
dinners
like?
What's your listenership on this one? Because
since it's you, it should be tens of thousands at this point.
I got plans for Jeff. Let me just leave it at that.
But so, I mean, what are your family dinners like? Do you celebrate Thanksgiving and what about Christmas? What do you do on Christmas?
No, we do Arbor Day. We celebrate the worthless holidays because I don't know. That's just how we are. We're just anti, right?
Right.
Yeah, you zig, we zag.
Right.
Like, you're all giving thanks. We're busy you know, beating poor people up and taking what little money they have. That's what we do on Thanksgiving. And Christmas is the most depressing time of the year because everyone is happy. And I swallow like 80 bottles of Prozac throughout just, the whole holiday.
And just check out during
although,
that period
Although, to be fair, radio stations playing Christmas music starting November 1st, that was me.
You did that.
Oh, yeah. Because that, let's, oh,
you
people
want Christmas?
Get angry. People
here's
get
Christmas.
Angry. Yeah.
You We're just going to.
Fine. I'm going to shove it down your throat. You're yeah. going to. And for a while, it kind of worked. Black Friday?
Black Friday oh, drives me crazy.
But we fanned the flames on that. It used to not be a big deal, right? You remember this.
Yes.
And then suddenly, now stores are opening on Thanksgiving. Employees can't go to their Thanksgiving dinner.
What happened to your wonderful family Thanksgiving dinner? Because everyone's at the Best Buy.
So we're all laughing at you because we're like, ha, ha, ha.
So then Halloween is your big holiday.
Halloween's the big one, although it's gotten a little corporate now and everyone's like, hey, it's Halloween.
They've kind of dumbed it down.
Thank you. They've dumbed it down, whereas before people were actually afraid and Halloween meant something. They were worried that
something.
I was
You were out there
and
waiting
I'm out all night. And not doing things like razor blades and candy, because that's cliche, but I'm like,
you're looking for souls. You're going to take
I'm looking
souls.
For people to do really bad things.
Especially
and I'll
young
start with
people.
Kids. I'll start with kids. Like, steal that kid's candy. Or, and it seems like a little thing, but that sets off a rip. It's a butterfly.
Adult.
Effect.
So the whole thing about the whole sort of, you know, it's supposed to, it seems like kind of a sensual, you know, for adults anyway. Kids, they just like candy.
All the sexy costumes. Yeah. Because sex sells, right? So we sex it up, and it went from being like kids go around and get candy to now people, you can see their butts, and, you know, overweight women are crammed into, like, teddy. And it's just, it's awful, right? But you don't think so because you think you're having a good time. And so that's our subtle bit. That's a subversion. And that's a long con. That takes a long time. I mean, obviously, the election was brilliant. I mean, I'd like to take all the credit for that, but I can't. If I'm being honest, I can't.
But you're not a Republican or a Democrat. You don't
You know, George Washington was right. The parties are going to ruin everything.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you all have forgotten his wisdom. There was a smart guy.
George Washington?
Yeah. Really weird teeth.
Yeah, he had the wooden teeth.
Yeah.
How did he deal with your family?
He was a very devout man, and he believed in the rightness of the American cause, and I just could not get through to him.
Yeah.
I was like, no, you... Term three, term four. It worked with FDR.
Right.
But it's not like that guy could run away. Sorry, that's a little Antichrist humor.
You must have done Aaron Burr, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was like, did you hear what he said about you? He said I think Hamilton says you have fat calves.
Really?
Oh, well, they wore those stockings. And
yeah.
He was very... and then the whole musical Hamilton, I'm like, let's just make history fuzzy.
Yeah, I don't understand the musical Hamilton.
But the idea that you now forget history, so I can rewrite it however I want. Because whatever movie you saw, whatever the Kardashians have said, that's history.
What
now.
About social media?
Twitter is...
I hate Twitter.
Oh, I know. And you shouldn't, though. You should love Twitter because Twitter is my tool. Like, Twitter is... The president can now tweet any butthurt thought he has, and he does. The reason I didn't like Barack Obama, although he's one of us, is because he showed a little bit of restraint, but Donald Trump's id is on display for the entire world. And think about it. Let's look at this weekend. He tweeted something that his opinion, freedom of speech about other people's freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Notice he didn't say anything like, we'll make a law, but people were so mad at him. It's beautiful. People get angry about Twitter, and it causes fights and Twitter wars.
I can't stand Twitter, but I'm not a fan. My favorite, please don't do anything with Instagram. Don't mess up Instagram.
No, Instagram is just sad people showing pictures of their food.
It's my favorite social media. I hate Facebook, too.
So you know, I had hopes for Facebook, and Zuckerberg, oddly, is not one of ours.
Wow.
No, he really thinks he's right. Like, he doesn't think we should build a border wall, or you should build a border wall, but he's building a giant wall in his compound in Hawaii. That kind of hypocrisy, I love. I'm drawn to this guy.
But he's not part of the deal.
He thinks he's right. And that's okay, because a lot of your sort of like whiny, effete, elite, liberal types are really doing my work, but convinced they're not. And so, you know, I'm tired. I mean, I am weary. It's been a long time. Y2K, I thought I had you. I ginned up people.
Yeah, well, that
who's that guy? Art Bell? Love. He's one of us now. But
I mean, all
people
these
freaked out and
Gary
panicked.
North, that was the guy that said
and
that.
I thought, this is it. They're going to go off the deep end and it'll begin now. And then reason won out and it didn't happen.
But I mean, aren't you guys supposed to know exactly when? I mean, we can't know but you kind of are supposed to
have
intelligence.
A couple of dates,
that, right?
We have a couple of dates. And like this weekend was one of them.
Well, but
we're not, it's not right yet. We haven't hit that tipping point.
But I thought,
and I thought the Trump presidency would put us over.
But I thought that if you'll pardon me, I don't want.
Oh no. This is the best conversation I've had in a while. I talked to
Well, you live in the suburbs,
and so. I teach high school students, and they can't talk about anything because I ruined the educational system. They're dumber than rocks now. It's awesome.
I'm surprised that you would even reveal that. That's shocking to me.
Oh, ask any student, and they'll tell you their teacher is the Antichrist. Oh, it's the perfect place to hide.
All right. So, because they're all, I got it.
Right, yeah.
So, but I thought there was a set schedule. Like, I watch a lot of YouTube, okay? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of videos on YouTube.
I love because it's a big time waster. A lot of productivity lost to YouTube.
Yes.
Thank you,
I spend
YouTube.
A lot of time every day watching YouTube. But there's a lot of videos that have information that basically explain that there's a constellation that rose over Bethlehem that actually over the or Jerusalem or one of them, I don't remember, that actually begins the clock ticking now. So now it's 7 years. We're going to make this run to the next eclipse, basically. And by the way, this vehicle was at the last eclipse. It was really something. But I mean, so now,
notice though, it wasn't something for a lot of people. I love stuff like that. Everyone gets excited about the eclipse, but people living up in this area,
they didn't really get. Well, they couldn't see it.
They couldn't see it. One, I made it cloudy. So, two,
I saw it. It was pretty amazing.
And people go crazy. And that would have been a perfect time. And that was one of our launch dates, right? But things aren't quite right now. One of the Kardashian little whores is pregnant. You're welcome. That's going to tip. That's going to be more of a distraction. That's going to eat up time. You're not going to pay attention. One of my favorite things, and you'll appreciate this, was a couple years ago. Your sort of human linear time is hard for me. Some dentist from Minnesota shot
an old line. That was
people
huge.
Were so butthurt. Meanwhile, Boko Haram kidnapped like 100 young girls and married them off to be like rape slaves. But everyone here was mad about the lion. That's me. That's what we're
That's what
for.
You do.
That's what I do. And so after
I don't understand
a while,
how that helps anything, though. I don't understand how that does
so
anybody
here's what
any
happens.
Good.
When it finally happens, and this is why I'm being a little cagey on the plan, when it finally happens, you'll be so distracted by dental shot lions that you won't see us coming. And the next thing you know, on C-SPAN, there I will be in my glowing black glory, flames shooting from my eyes. Your souls will belong to me. And then I'll get lunch.
Okay, but if you don't get the job, or let's just suppose that you got the job, and knowing this is a suicide mission for you.
I've known this since I was first cracked
why
out
wouldn't
of the rock.
You just say, you know what, I'm going to throw in the towel. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to petition Jesus for be born again. I'm going to flip.
You would think that would be the perfect. Like if
I'm one of your brothers that's going to get eaten,
I am the Antichrist. So by definition, I am Antichrist. I am by definition opposed to Christ.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean that you.
He's actually a nice guy. He's just dull, right?
Yeah, but I mean that doesn't mean you can't. Because if you flip, then it'll really upset.
But
your
here's
father.
The deal. So a long time ago, Lucifer, the Prince of Darkness, the original light, and God had an argument, and it got really personal, and he was cast out. And as much as I know, my father would sell me out in a heartbeat because that's just how we roll.
Yeah.
His fight is my fight. So it's a familial thing, like. Yeah, maybe it is a suicide mission, but I got to believe we got a chance. And the way things are going, I don't know. We're doing all right. I'm just tired.
Yeah.
Think I haven't thought about that, but I'm not sure that Christ would be all that forgiving. I know we are. You know, I mean, we've done some awful things. We've done some awful things in his name. I've convinced everyone to think that God's on their side during war.
Well, that's quite an achievement.
Yeah, and that's very hard for God and Jesus, because all these people are like, God is on our side, and he can't say anything. And it's a he. Sorry to upset you, but he's a he. That's just, you know what, and that made people really angry, and good, glad. I hope it hurts. But yeah, he can't reveal himself, because if you see the face of God, you'll die.
Right.
And if Christ comes back, it starts everything.
But you really haven't answered my question. Would you consider flipping if you don't get the gig?
If I'm being honest, I've thought about it, but I really, and I know this sounds like a dodge, but I think I got the lock. I really think I've got the lock.
So it's, if you don't get it, then you're going to be eaten by your whoever gets
well,
it.
Well, that's what they think, but
then you could flip then, and you'd be okay. So
yeah, but I've sold houses to all of my brothers, and they've signed the contract.
Oh, and I didn't realize
there's
that.
An addendum in the contract. They're not eating me. Law.
I got it.
The devil's work, baby.
Well, yeah. I guess from here, it's just on to Chicago, so to speak. I mean, from here, yeah. It's, you know,
I've done in Chicago, I am so proud of Chicago. I am absolutely, I'm going to toot my own horn here for a second. I mean, I'm tired, and I know that I've killed all the trees in the area, and I'm sorry about that.
A lot of dead rabbits out there, too.
Oh, wait till the bats fall from the sky. I mean, that kind of annoys me, but what can I do? I'm an antichrist, right?
Yeah.
You know, goodness and light follows that guy, and darkness and death and, you know, cold. Like, you can see your breath now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's hot, but I can see my breath in here.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah. I mean,
And
when I leave, you're going to have a really bit of hellish introspection and some great ennui. So expect to be curled up in the fetal position for a while. I just leave this sort of depression in my wake. It's odd. I kind of like you. I'm going to take your soul. I have to. It's not personal.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Well, I'm going to... You know, I figure I'm going to be okay, because I'm probably going to be one of the 144,000.
Aren't there like 6 million vying for that? Like,
I can't keep
You know
track
what's great? Is a lot of you aren't going to get on that train.
Yeah.
You know, and so what have you done? You've wasted your life, like, knocking on doors and being nice to people. You could have just been evil, and the same thing would have happened to you.
No, I understand that it's not them, that it's actually 144,000 light beings, and I am a light being. I mean, look at me.
Yeah, what a punk. Yeah, you're a light being. You could change, though. I mean, wouldn't it be awesome to be a light being, to come to the darkness? Be dark light, the ultimate?
Yeah, I don't think I could do that. I mean, it seems it's something
you
that,
know, I couldn't, because I just don't see that oily salesperson instinct in you that is required to be a minion.
It's there, but I don't think I could be a minion. I'm in business for myself.
Too independent. This is the problem I've had with at least early Americans, is you guys were so damn independent, and, you know, like, don't even get me started with Texas. I mean, I had to wipe out Houston just to teach them a lesson. But now Americans are more sheep now, and that's good for me. Yeah. I mean, when
I'm definitely not
the
one
EU
of the sheep.
Was, I'm like, thank you, because you're going to regulate toasters and piss
they did.
People off. Yeah,
they ruined toasters. Yeah, and then, we went to Europe. And
did you take this thing to Europe?
No, I didn't take this to Europe.
Oh, that would have wasted
that
a ton of.
Pretty
can
cool.
I have another bottled water? Because nothing is more satanic than bottled water.
I noticed you guys drink Perrier, which is
Satan. Oh yeah, it's the drink of the Satans. And no, I don't recycle.
Well, I guess I better. You know, it's getting a little cold in here. I'm a little.
Sorry about
to tell
that.
You the truth, I'm a little cold. I should probably be getting.
Yeah,
going.
I apologize. It's, you know, just part of being me.
Well, it was great to talk to. An antichrist.
Yeah, but let's face it, I will be the antichrist. Remember this face.
Once again, all winter long for plumbing or heating problems, don't forget Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul for reliable service for quality replacement and repair of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business. 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. RyanPlumbing.com online. Thanks, you guys, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast. Well, it's been pretty fun talking to an antichrist. in podcast 666. Thanks for listening on Stitcher.com, iTunes, TuneIn, BlogTalkRadio.com. Right off the page, we have great streaming at thebobdavispodcast.com. And you can also download from the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. Appreciate the likes and the shares and the favorites on Facebook and Twitter, your creation. And thanks for your donations at thebobdavispodcast.com for mobile podcast command. Thanks for listening to podcast 666.
Well, I think that was a pretty good interview. I think that was a...
I'm just tired. Oh, hey, can you grab that? It's another rabbit.
Well, it's dead. I don't really want to
pick
a dead rabbit.
What? Why, you want to waste good meat?
Well, no. What are you going to do with the dead rabbit?
I'm going to eat it.
Even with the fur and everything?
Well, yeah. I mean, the fur is kind of like a wrapper. You can eat it. Like, some people eat the shrimp shells.
Oh.
Yeah, I can. Sometimes I like to strip it off.
But, I mean, why are there so many, like, dead animals around here?
I'm an antichrist. Death follows in my wake.
You really
like
don't
I said,
have any bushes or anything in the...
We got a rice rock garden because the grass doesn't grow.
That's too bad.
And fire. There's a lot of fire around me. Brimstone just falls. Look out.
What about the neighbors? Are they, what are they like?
I've convinced them, one, that rock landscaping is a way... Oh, there's another one. It's a way to go.
It just died.
Right, and that we've got some sort of ground pollution... And that's what's killing the rabbits. And so, you know, we have fundraisers, and I collect the money, and then, you know, I spend... You know what I love? I love a Jimmy John's gargantuan. Can I just say that? So I just buy, like, 50 of those, you know, and then I sit and eat them in front of fat people.
Well, you know, I have to say that it's been fun talking to the...